الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، ولذكر الله أكبر. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before we come on our subject, yesterday we spoke about tawadu, not to look down upon anyone, etc. A good friend of ours mentioned an incident. I think it's necessary I mention it. Inshallah, there will be a lot of benefit, though it is just brief. You didn't get the full story and don't remember the full story also, but inshallah, the message will come through. That there was a person who was living a very, very wrong life. At that time, it was like known that the biggest nightclub belonged to him. So from there, you can gauge what kind of a life he must be leading. And all other evils that are connected with that. Stealing, robbing, and of the top luxurious cars. And then sending them overseas, all that. In that, he got arrested. And whatever all that procedure was. Now all, if somebody, we know somebody like that, what will we think of such a person? It's quite clear what we will think of such a person. So anyway, all this whole thing happened, and then this person who narrated it to me, he said, when he went for Hajj, when he went to Medina Sharif, and they were going to reach Salatu Salam, so the line, you follow the line. So in front of him, little bit in front, he saw this person, big bulk person, and he could make him out it was this person. So now he's there in Medina Sharif, a person like this, and he's there in Medina, and not all. When he came to in front of Rauza Mubarak, then the guards got hold of him. So this person thought, Ya Allah, what did he do wrong here now? That here also the guards, they came and they caught him. But they took him on the green carpet, and they cleared the way for him to make namaz there. Now see where he was and where, we don't know at all. So Allah protect me. And commonly we will even talk bad about such people. And at the moment also, if we just think a little bit, we're thinking of somebody, what things they doing. And then we, even like in our bayans, we will speak like against all the, and the wrong, that is very important, the wrong is wrong. And don't hate the sinner, but hate the sin. Now we come to hate the sinner, but we don't know what's the end. And there are many, many other instances, a few we mentioned yesterday also, that we don't know by Allah Ta'ala whose position and for what quality that. And this person also further explained that he, masjid, he's like just, in fact, one of our friends who's gone for Umrah, in Ziyarat, so he's in Medina Sharif. So he sent me an email from there. He said, oh, I love Medina Sharif. I just want to hug everything, every column, the mountain, the sand. Allah give us such love. And then he's a bit witty, and he says, but not the woman. So Appa at home told Andrew, when you reply, but your wife, you can hug her, no problem. Not other woman. But anyway, so that, and this was his nature. Namaz, azan, and could, looking after the poor, the needy, going and giving out water. And that also is, alhamdulillah, there are many people who supply zamzam water to the masajid, etc. And another thing is that a person does it himself personally. That's a great difference. Allah Ta'ala, and we consider, I myself, very, very weak in that. But to be personally involved in that. One time there was a jalsa in Karachi by Hazrat's madrasa, and Hazrat wanted water, and Hazrat's son Maulana Mazhar Sahib was there. So he told what all of us will do, that he told his son, Hazrat's grandson, go and bring water. So then Hazrat told, my haq as a father will only be fulfilled if my son brings it, not the grandson. Yes, Alberta, no doubt, the grandson must bring for his father. But for me, my son must bring. So these things here, we are very, very far from it. And all what we read now, it just makes us feel really very guilty. All the what the reality of deen is. And yeah, just talking, and we just sitting, etc. But the reality for of it to come. And really, that is how deen spreads. It is said of Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Dhamat Barak Rahmatullah Ali, that about 12 or so, I think, domestics who worked at his place, they all accepted Islam. And not a single one did he give da'wat of Islam. But his character, how we about the workers, employers, employees, etc., what we heard. And today, many of us, we give da'wat, and we must give da'wat to our employees. But really it is that they see our character. And then those people should just say, this is a man of God. They were non-Muslims, so this is a man of God. So that comes into us. So Allah Ta'ala bless us with that reality. That is part of what all our Islah is. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And all of us know instances like this. But the basic thing is not to look down on anyone. To feel oneself the lowest in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. That I am the lowest. And not to look down upon anyone. Yeah, easily it can happen here in the Khanqa that somebody takes a little rest. And there's nothing wrong even in Shab-e Qadr to take a little rest. No, mashallah, so many brothers remained awake all the time. So, and then if we feel, just the thought comes, Shab-e Qadr, and he's sleeping. Then that is a negative. So Allah Ta'ala save us from all that. Allah give us tawfiq of doing more good, more righteous. And Allah save us from all this. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. So with regard to the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dhukurullaha dhikran kathira. O you who believe, make Allah dhikr and make it in abundance. And the only command in the whole Quran Sharif for which abundance has come is dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. Nowhere has it come in even for namaz, read namaz in abundance, keep rozas in abundance, do amali saliha, vie with one another, but dhikr specifically, like in the ayat, innal muslimina wal muslimat, wal mu'minina wal mu'minat, where yeah is one of the odd cases where Allah Ta'ala refers to the females in every aspect also. In other ayats, certain other aspects also, but here also to the females Allah refers to in every aspect. Innal muslimina wal muslimat, wal mu'minina wal mu'minat, all. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali explains only on the last sifat, wadhakirin Allah kathiran wadhakirat. For all the other 10 qualities, great, great qualities of iman, etc. But Allah didn't use the word of abundance, kathiran. Only the last, the dhikr, Allah used the word kathiran. To make Allah dhikr in abundance. I ask myself that how much do I make Allah dhikr? And so that is very, very important that we make the dhikr of Allah and in numbers, we make it in abundance. That a person, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yadhkuru rabbahu ala kulli ahya. Ala kulli ahyani. O kama qal. That Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on every step should remember Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when he came to Darul Ulum Dioban, and they are, mashallah, all buildings and on the upper floors also. So he says, while students are going up the floor, ustaz, every step you say, Allahu Akbar. It's the sunnah you're bringing alive, Rasul. That was the habit of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he used to ascend, Allahu Akbar. Descend, Subhanallah. But we are unfortunately neglectful of that. So anyway, so our Sheikh explains this about Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali's tafsir, Inna al-Muslimina wal-Muslimat, that only the last quality kathiran. So the reason for that, Hazrat gives an example, somebody comes and visits you and you show them your garden, beautiful garden. It may be winter and the lawn is green. In winter your lawn is green and all the flowers and everything beautiful. And you show him everything. So he gets astonished that how come you have such a beautiful garden and in winter also it's green. So you tell him that I've got water, enough water, water in abundance. Quality of the water is very good. And my irrigation system, when to water from regular time to time, regularly, even in winter, every 4 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours, whatever you have got. And it's the irrigation system. So Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali explained that like that, the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. If the dhikr of Allah is a person has got abundance and good quality of dhikr, and he supplies the what is in the water, the contents of the water, to all his namaz, he supplies it, to his rozas, to his iman, to his sadaqah, to his tawadu, to everything he supplies it, all those things will be lush, and they will be all the time, all 4 seasons, they will be lush. Then it is not like a person that when December comes, then my iman goes down, and my life changes. When Ramzan comes, then again I'm a different person. When I go for Umrah, I'm a different person. And when I go for a holiday, I'm a different person. If that dhikr is there, it will make all that lush all the time. So Allah Ta'ala will give us an iota of an idea of what is the dhikr speaking being spoken about. We here in the Khanqah, half an hour dhikr in the morning, not the whole program is half an hour. The dhikr is how much? And if the person who's making the dhikr takes a bit long, we also got a problem. Whereas we should be making dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. In the other khankas, bara tasbih, which is actually 13 tasbihs of la ilaha illallah, 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 Allah, Allah, all the tasbihs. So that also regularly. And it was Allahu Akbar. Hadraji, Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Hazratji, but how did he become Hazratji? Not just by people giving titles or anything. Maulana Abdul Hafiz Makki Rahmatullah Ali, he told me personally, a few instances he told me, at the moment I'll narrate this instance. He said once he was very close, more or less same age they were also, but Hazratji Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib. And they were close with Saharanpur Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, all together and there. So I went there to Nizamuddin. Then Hazratji told me, I've got heart problems and doctor has advised me to take a walk. Quite a bit, I must do quite a bit of walking. So in the morning, I go around and I take my walk. If you wish to, you can join me. So he joined me. So they went and they came to the Qabristan, which is known of the Humayu Qabristan, which is near Nizamuddin, not very far, and where many, many of our Akabir, Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali, is also buried in that same Qabristan, quite a few of our great people. So at the entrance, by the gate of that Qabristan, there are 2 minaras. All understand minara? Ji. So and in that minara, there was a small room on top. So Hazratji explained that Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali prescribed for me 120,000 times La ilaha illallah and Allah. And whatever zikr, he explained, prescribed a big, and I should come here according to season, from Fajr to winter. I should, Fajr to Zohar, I should finish my zikr here. That was winter. Summer, a bit earlier. So how much of time? And that wasn't for a day or two, a week or two, or a chilla or so. It was for a long period. So that is when the color of it comes in a person. Quran Sharif Tilawat also has got great, great effect. And this is, Allah make me maaf, he's just talking. Right? But to bring so much of zikr in my life, any one of us, that is today what is prescribed. Also, at the same time, we should take contentment from this, that our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, if we do our zikr of 100 times, La ilaha illallah, and 100 times Allah, and we do it as it is required, Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali say, it has the effect of making that zikr of 120,000 times. But Allah give us tawfiq to do it properly, the quantity also and the quality also. As we heard of the beautiful exhortations of Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So anyway, the zikr, it will make every branch of deen become properly alive also. In this ayat, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu zikrullah zikran kathira. From there we went on to that. From there, one more point. Hazrat Salman Farsi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, we mentioned it yesterday also, I think, that he was asked which is the greatest amal in Islam indeed. So he said, don't you read the Quran Sharif? Allah Ta'ala says, wala zikrullahi akbar. The zikr of Allah is the greatest amal. So from here we can understand that zikr will make our iman strong, will make our akhlaq strong, will make our, and in akhlaq, our tawadu, not to look down on anyone, not to think I'm better than anyone, all that, everything, the zikr of Allah Ta'ala will make all this come right and will make it strong. So Allah says, remember Allah Ta'ala in abundance. So, Ya Al-Aminu Thukurullah Zikran Kathira, and that is Zikr. And then, Zikr, make it an abundance. And in addition to that, Wasabbihuhu Bukratan Wa Asila. And read the Tasbih of Allah, which is basically Subhanallah, morning and evening. Either it means literally morning and evening, or otherwise when we tell somebody do this, day and night you must do it. Morning and evening. It means all the time. So, sabbihuhu bukratan wa asila. So, after zikr, tasbih of Allah Ta'ala. And it is narrated, a person who reads 100 times subhanallah in the morning or in the evening, he gets the sawab of 100 hajj. Now, just subhanallah. But of course, as Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to explain, not a empty subhanallah, but one that is filled with the meaning of subhanallah. And that if we come to understand that when we usabbihullah anin naqaisi kulliha, that is the meaning of subhanallah. Otherwise, normally if we ask somebody what's the meaning of subhanallah, Allah is pure, that's the best we can come to, but that I am expressing the complete, perfect purity of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is pure. By us reading Subhanallah, Waliyazu Billah, Na'uzu Billah, we are not purifying Allah. Waliyazu Billah. We are expressing the purity of Allah Ta'ala. And in that also, if Allah give me tawfiq, give us all tawfiq, the more we realize the purity of Allah, and a person, Allah is the being, the Zaat of Allah, is so pure, that impurity, Allah Ta'ala, there is no just relationship between it. So like for example, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, Allah revealed the ayat, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah said to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you tell the mu'mineen, أَنْ يَغُبُّ أَبْصَارُهُ, they must keep their gazes low. Allah could have said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, you keep your gazes low. But Allah told Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that you tell the believers they must keep their gazes low. Because it is such a subject that Allah just can't tolerate that you are looking at ghairullah, and you are looking with lust, and you are looking at other women. It clicked with Allah Ta'ala. So like something, your son is doing something wrong. And it's such a thing that you can't speak to him in person. You tell somebody else, please explain to my son that he must not do this. Like that, Allah told Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, you tell the believer. So Allah Ta'ala, who is pure, 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 Allah just don't want to see us on impurity, looking at other women. And today, unfortunately, in the society which we are living, and yeah, perhaps this makes sense to us now, that I can speak about it, all can listen. But when we go out there, perhaps we can't even broach this subject. We have to be so, like, careful. But these are the things that we have to make ourselves strong, and in a suitable manner to bring it about everywhere. And that, mashallah, so many khankas, so many jamaat work carrying on, all this is that at least we who are associating, that Allah brings this into our lives. That Allah saves us from all the filth and the dirt of the outside life. Allah give us tawfiq of making tawbah and giving up all this. So Allah Ta'ala wants only the pure, pure. So anyway, that Allah said, that when Allah says, اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا, in return, what will happen? هو الذي يصلي عليكم. Allah Ta'ala will send salawat on you. And salawat, is the meaning of it is the special mercy, special rahmat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And that is only for the Anbiya and the very pious people. But here is an opportunity, and there are a few other places where أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. There are a few places where Allah's rahmat, that special mercy of Allah. And not only Allah's special mercy, وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَلِّ عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ. And all that, so at that juncture, all this is from our share. We can't even make naqqali. We just make naqqali. We can't even pronounce the words properly. This is just our share stock. Allah make it that it has an effect on us also. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to explain that this rahmat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sends it down, and which is for the Anbiya, but for certain aman, like for the making of dhikr so much, then Allah Ta'ala's special mercy comes. Wa malaikatu, and the malaikas also. So this is so one sahabi, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he saw another sahabi, whenever he enters his house, malaika are there to make istiqbal, welcoming. When he leaves the house, malaika are there to like see him off. When he gets up, malaika are there. When he sits down, malaika. So he said, how did you achieve this? Wherever you are, malaika with you all the time. Allah shows it to whom he wants that one. So he said, no big deal. You also can have it. Just make the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. For the people who make the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, this is that great position Allah blesses them also. That wherever. So in that we can understand. And Allah, on Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written, the treasurer of the Miftahul Ulum, the Madrasa of Saharanpur, he was one night sleeping in his room, and he kept all the money of the Madrasa in one zinc sanduk. Like a case. Box. It was kept in there, and crooks came in at night. So he didn't worry at all. He just engaged in his dhikr and his dua. And he told them, you can try and break the lock, simple lock. Not an expensive or anything. Till the morning you won't be able to break it. So when the malaika are there, and there are many other cases, that the malaika come and they are at your aid. Allah protect all of us. Our homes, our businesses, our cars on the road. from accidents, from illnesses. Allah in His mercy and kindness, He protect us. So anyway, so this is that dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. When we make it, then Allah Ta'ala protects us. On the other hand, if anyone does and have to undergo any some untoward condition, let us not now think negative of that person. Allah has got His system. And many times Allah wants to raise the position of a person, then Allah brings this untoward condition. And in that we take it as difficult, hard, but Allah is raising. And whatever little errors, omissions were, Allah Ta'ala removes them. So anyway, so by zikr, Allah Ta'ala, لِيُخْرِجَهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ, to take them out from zulumat into nur. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explains here that zulumat is in the plural and nur is in the singular. That there are many ways, and we know how many ways of going astray. And nur is the one, and that is of deen, of Islam. So Allah Ta'ala, by dhikr, Allah Ta'ala will make it to come out from all the zulumat, from all the wrong things that we are doing. Also, it is the system of our mashayikh in their islah. They look at the root cause, and they give the root treatment, which takes out all the other problems. Instead of treating every spiritual illness also individually, that also is being done, but instead of that, the one treatment for to remove all this spiritual ailments. So the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala is one such great, great remedy for all this. So we are here all for our islah. We have the dhikr program also. And gee, I just want to mention that also. We read about Surah Waqiyah, that a person who Surah Alif Lam Mim, Surah Tabarak Alladhi, and also it comes in the hadith, whatever fazilat of Tabarak Alladhi has come for Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda as well. And a person who reads this, and preferable, that is important, between Maghrib and Isha. If some days we miss it out between Maghrib and Isha, then do it later. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wouldn't sleep until he had read it. So we should try and read it. But the preferred time is between Maghrib and Isha to read it. Then a person gets the sawab of making ibadat in Laylatul Qadr. So the whole year can be Laylatul Qadr for us. If we read it between Maghrib and Isha, the whole year. And when it is Laylatul Qadr and we read it, what to say then? So Allah give us all tawfiq that we read it there. And yeah, in the Khanqah, because the brothers who serve, they have to also eat themselves also. They have to get prepared also. And mashallah, announcement is made that to make your uwabin short, eat, finish, and then come and carry on with your uwabin. Don't keep the other people up. So we can read it at the beginning, or when we come back again and we read it, but we try and read it between Maghrib and Isha, inshallah. So Allah Ta'ala give us this tawfiq. So, and the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ رَحْمَانِ نُقَيِّبْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا. Allah Ta'ala says a person who makes a'raad, who turns away from making the dhikr of Allah, Allah appoints a shaitan for that person. And it comes in the hadith sharif clearly that shaitan sits like in the form of a mosquito on the heart. And when he finds the heart unmindful, not in the dhikr of Allah, then he puts his poison in that heart. And then he makes you think of doing this, doing that, going here, going there, etc. Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith Rahmatullah Ali became paralyzed. And in spite of that, the work of deen did not undergo any difference. And his ibadat, etc., everything carried on. So much so that Hazrat had traveled the world, and Hazrat said, I'm paralyzed, but I traveled the world. And my only object, and that was also by the instruction of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to establish the majalis of dhikr everywhere. And Hazrat should say, especially in madaris, and khankas, and also tabligh jamaat, that the gatherings of dhikr must be everywhere. So much so, if I remember correctly, it's Hazrat who said that you have got paid workers to clean your toilet. If you don't have anyone to make zikr, pay some people to sit and make zikr. That is much more important than cleaning the toilets. But the toilet cleaning, everyone understands it must be done. The mutawallis, everyone, musallis, all, can't have dirty toilets. But the cleaning of the heart and the cleanser of the heart is not all the cleansing agents that we go and buy in the supermarkets. But that is the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. That has to be done. So Allah Ta'ala, give me tawfiq, give us all tawfiq, that the zikr, we come to understand it also properly, what it is, and that we make it also. And our heart with passion, Allah give us that tawfiq to make it. One thing of encouragement is, at night, it does get a bit late according to us, for us. But when the zikr is made, we can hear how all the brothers, the echoing sounds of the zikr, alhamdulillah, that people are also enjoying making the zikr. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. May Allah accept us for His deen and make our islah, and let the deen with its reality come into me, into all of us, inshallah. And Allah bring that into us and give us more with proper deen in our lives, inshallah.